Aren't you glad the twigs are higher than mine? How could I ever get down in the dumps? I live in pain every day. Every wake up moment, my body aches in pain. But when I look at what God done, I'd say, God, no pain, no gain. I'm so blessed, Dr. Dobson. The first thing I'm going to say to my Lord when I see him, I'm going to say, Lord, why have you been so good to me? Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will blow your ever-loving mind what the Lord has done. And it's my prayer, when the Lord look at me, he might say, well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over everything. I'm the monkey ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Dr. Dobson, man, surely I have cerebral palsy. But thank God, cerebral palsy don't harm me one bit.
Well, that is how we ended the Family Talk broadcast last time, and I'll tell you, I was blown away by our guest, David Ring. I'm Roger Marsh, here with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson. And Doctor, if our listeners are anything like me, they have been listening the past couple days of our conversation here, listening to David Ring talk and speak, and they've been so blown away by what we've heard over the past couple of days, they want to hear more from David Ring.
Well, for those who didn't hear our broadcast the last 2 days, I can only say shame on you. You should have heard them, because these programs that we've been listening to featuring David Ring are, I think, among the highlights of the year. And those who didn't hear them really ought to contact us. And I think, Roger, you'll tell people how to do that.
I will indeed.
But David Ring was sharing at length about his personal story of how he was born with cerebral palsy and how he has faced incredible difficulty and grief, both from his condition and through losing his mother and father and floundering for a while, wondering what use he could possibly be to the world or to the kingdom of God. But he went on to college, and he's become an evangelist and a speaker with over 35 years of experience now.
Wow.
And I have no doubt that because of his work, tens of thousands of people have come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And I do hope that by our sharing it again today, that there will be many others who will understand the message of salvation and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of the program yesterday, I kind of teased what we're going to hear today. Mm-hmm. But you're going to enjoy this discussion. After David Ring had left everybody in tears, and then people applauded and applauded, it went on and on because there was such appreciation for this man. And I walked up on the platform and I invited David to come back. And he returned to the platform and I interviewed him about his life, about his experience as an individual with cerebral palsy, and also about his love for the Lord. And we're going to let you hear that now. Afterward, we have another little surprise for you. So with that, let's hear David Ring finishing his day with us. It was right before Thanksgiving, a very special day. We had a large crowd there, and you will not regret hearing what's about to occur.
You will definitely not regret it indeed. So let's jump right into that interview right now on Family Talk.
My, what a great message. And I just want to come here and thank you for having the courage to not let life destroy you and for giving your disability to the Lord and letting Him use it. You know, if we had to take a microphone through this entire building and interview each person on a very personal way, you're right. Every single person is carrying some burden. There are no exceptions, everyone. And because of what you've done with your life and allowing God to use it, you give all of us the courage to carry our burdens. And I want to thank you for that. Was there a point when your mother died where you could have gone either way?
Oh, absolutely.
Was there a point at which you just really almost gave up?
Absolutely. And don't forget, they gave me 35 minutes. And I left out a lot of my life. But the deduction, I used to play on the interstate on 70. To St. Louis,
and I would in the hopes that you would get here?
I would beg a semi to put my body in the grave of that semi, because the pain down deep would never be the pain boiling my body. I attempted suicide daily, but by the grace of God, it kept me alive, because Dr. Dobson, we only get a glimpse, but God sees the whole picture. And it's not a overnight deal, it's a process, but I think God had other plan of my life than being in the grave.
When you were right at that point of decision between despair and courage, was the Lord standing there?
Absolutely.
But you didn't see Him?
No,
you didn't feel Him?
I thought He was mad at me. I thought He was mad at me, angry. I thought He forgot my name. I thought he went to lunch when my mama died. Because Dr. Dobson, Petra, and you've been around the block many, 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 many.
Too many trips.
And I'm not saying anything to you, but I just thank God that He spared my life. And I even said, God, if you love me, like the Bible said, why? We all said that. But our wonderful Lord said that on the cross. My God, why have thou forsaken me? You know why the Lord had to go through that? Because He saw James Dobson, David Wayne, coming down a long and lonely road. So my message is, don't give up, because joy will come in the morning.
You know, that goes out there and hits certain people.
Yeah.
You know that they've been about ready to give up.
Yeah.
Any last thing you want to say to them?
Some of you going through hell today. But all I got to say, keep on moving. Keep on moving. Because one day, you're going to look back and the hell, that phone call you got, that rebellious teenager, that doctor told you your baby is crippled. Or one day, you're going to look back and say, in the valley, in my valley, I've grown the toilet. So don't give up. Do anything, but don't give up. And you are saying, you don't understand my story. And you know what? You what? I don't. He don't. Your story is not in a textbook. Your story in the heart of God. And my friend, it's hard to fathom. But take the scale off for a moment, off your eyes. Because the one that known you the best, love you the most. You are looking at a living miracle. I'm nothing special. I put my bridges on just like he does, one leg at a time. But my friend, I hope that you might pick up the torch and you might say, I may a little cubicle, but you are changing lives by the millions and the deduction. God gave me a platform to encourage not only the disabled, but the able. Because everybody feels sorry for themselves. But I thank God that you can say, Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible, the only absolute, the Bible tells me so.
Yes. I want to leave you with an invitation. We are planning an unbelievable reunion on the other side on resurrection morning. And will you praise Jesus Christ forever and get us off to a good start on that morning?
Amen. Let me pick up on that. And I'm not preaching. Your daddy with the Lord.
That's right. My mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather. You want me to keep going? I mean, I've got a heritage, but, and they're all going to be there.
If I believe the book,
yeah,
your mama and daddy meant my mom and dad. And they are sitting, they got center seat.
You know what?
And they'd say,
there's a cloud.
Look at my boy.
There's a cloud of witnesses up there right now. They're looking down on us.
Yeah. And they'd say, look at my boys together.
And you know something else? Your mama's in that crowd and she's proud of you.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Family Talk, as we've heard from the inspirational speaker, David Ring. Well, David Ring wasn't the only guest during that special chapel service. There was another rather unexpected but definitely honored guest as well, little Sally Hess. She's the daughter of a friend of Dr. and Shirley's. Dr. Dobson asked Sally to join him up on the platform. And in just the few short minutes she was on the stage, I think she must have hugged him and kissed him at least three or four times. It was really, really precious, really a precious moment from a rather precocious little girl. And I think you'll see why we enjoyed their brief conversation so much. Here now is Dr. Dobson with Sally Hess.
While I was sitting down here and before chapel started, little Sally Hess came down around and came and hugged me. I don't know if you saw her, and said that she loved me and I want her to come up here. Would you do that? Sally's going to come up here. Sally, you're 7 years old, aren't you?
Yes.
Why did you come hug me and tell me that you love me?
Because I am very thankful that you care about all the children that are being aborted in our country, and that you just love those babies and you really care about it. Mm-hmm. That's what I like.
Would you express your love to Sally?
I truly do love you.
You know what? I love you too. And why do you care about the babies so much?
Well, because I love them and I like them. And they're also very cute. And I just like seeing babies being alive and cared for.
Yeah. You have five brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah. I have five.
I want to say to you all that several weeks ago, all six members of this family, which is just one of the finest families I've ever met, each wrote me a love letter. And you wrote me one too, didn't you?
Yes.
And down at the bottom it said, with a little help from my mother, right? Yeah. Well, do you love Jesus?
Yes, I definitely do.
How long have you known him? How old were you when you found Jesus?
6 years old.
So last year.
Yes.
You bowed and you asked Jesus to come into your heart?
Yes.
And what did he say?
Yes.
Well, he has a place for you and something for you to do. And did you enjoy hearing our guest today, David Ring?
Yes.
Did you understand him?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes.
Okay, Sally, thank you for giving me that hug. That's the finest thing that's happened to me in a long time. Blessings to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay, all right. Thank you, everybody. Let's stand together. Lord, as Sally gave me a hug of encouragement, I think you've given one to every member that's here today. There are just times when you just reach down and let us get a glimpse of you and let us know that you haven't lost track of us, that you love us, and that you're working out your plan. And even though it involves pain at times, as we've heard this morning, and discouragement and fear and anxiety and apprehension, you are working through it, and we thank you for that. And I pray that for those that came here today with a heavy burden, you would lift it and that this season would be a time of great celebration for all of us because you love us and you know who we are and what's our problem indeed. In thy name we ask these things. Amen.
And that is how a very memorable Thanksgiving chapel service ended, with a lot of emotion. And with that prayer from you, Dr. Dobson, it was an incredibly meaningful conclusion to this three-day Family Talk broadcast. Such an inspiring talk from David Ring.
Roger, I don't know if people can tell it from this recording, but everyone was in tears that day, mm-hmm. and for very, very good reason. First, because of my conversation kind of ending our day with David Ring. And then, of course, young Sally Hess came up and let me interview her. And she reached over and kissed me again.
Oh,
I mean,
so
what
beautiful.
A precious little girl. In fact, there was a photographer there who took a picture at that moment. And I was writing Bringing Up Girls when this occurred. And as a way of illustrating the beautiful little girls that I was writing about, I put that picture on the inside of the back cover of my book, and I hope you get a chance to see it.
It's certainly a beautiful picture indeed.
Sally told me that she loved me because of my love for unborn children, for preborn children, for those who were not given a chance at life, and also talking about disabilities and for the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. This has been a cornerstone of my life and my ministry over these nearly four decades now, and I don't apologize for coming back to them over and over again because this is what I care about. God made every one of us unique, and He gave His only begotten Son for us that we might have eternal life.
Amen.
Those who accept Him and accept His forgiveness for sin will be with Him throughout eternity. So that is a theme that means more to me than anything else. David Ring's story drives home the message that each and every life is sacred and it has something to offer to the communities and to the kingdom of God. Now, some people will see someone like David and only perceive his disability. I see a man like this with incredible spirit who has dedicated his life to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hope that his message today has brought a ray of hope and joy and salvation to those who are listening.
Well, I'm sure it has, Dr. Dobson. So let me share with our listeners how they can get a copy of this broadcast, because you need to hear it again, but also think of that person in your world. I can think of several people at my church right now who will benefit from hearing this, and I'm going to get a copy of it too. First of all, you can always listen online to hear this story again. You can download it. You can share it with friends. You'll find us at drjamesdobson.org. Now, you can also call us at 877-732-6825 to learn how to get a CD of the entire three-day program as well, the two parts that we aired, David Ring speaking, and then also his special interview with Dr. Dobson and Dr. Dobson's interaction with Sally Hess, a beautiful little girl. I hope that many of you will get a copy of this CD. And of course, we also have information about David Ring's ministry online as well. You can check out his calendar to find out if he'll be speaking in a town near you. I think he's booked solid through all next year, so he's got lots of opportunities for us to see him. The web address for all that information, again, is drjamesdobson.org. And while you're online, be sure to check out our many great resources for marriage and parenting and also faithful Christian living, too. You can also engage with us on our Facebook page, share your thoughts about this or any other program, or let us know how resources are impacting your life. We're on our Facebook page quite often throughout the day and the week, so we love hearing from our listeners right there. As you know, Family Talk is a listener-supported ministry, so we exist because of your prayers and your gifts. No gift is too small. No gift is too large, of course. We truly appreciate every dollar that you entrust with us. Together, we are working to create resources that touch lives now and for eternity. So be sure to call us at 877-732-6825, or you can donate online at drjamesdobson.org. And please know how much we appreciate you partnering with us. Be sure to join us again next time on the next edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Are you searching for a way to stay connected on issues that matter to you in your everyday life? Hi, this is Dr. Tim Clinton for Family Talk. I hope you'll follow us on Twitter. Our feed is full of engaging content that you're going to want to interact with and pass along to some people you love. You can listen to our popular broadcast, stay informed with Dr. Dobson's newsletter, or read our blogs and articles and more. Find our Twitter page by searching for Dr. James Dobson, FT. That's Dr. James Dobson, FT. I think you'll be glad you did.